Hi, this is a dictation for Kaizia Richardson. First name is Kaizia, K-Y-J-I-A. Last name Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Middle name is Murray, M-A-R-I-E. Date of birth is 9-11-2015. And date of accident is October 26, 2021. Date of service is 4/6/2022. Oh, sorry. Date of service is 5/25/2022. History is as follows: Ms. Kaizia Richardson is a victim of a automobile accident that occurred on October 26, 2022. She was traveling in the middle of in the back seat, and other people were also there in the car, like four of them. And the accident happened on Wyoming and Finkel. They were traveling on Wyoming westbound, turning left to go to the gas station. And they were involved in a head-on collision. The car was completely total. And this caused the patient to fly into the front, although the mother caught her rapidly. Although in the process, she hit the dashboard and hit her chest and console to the chest, and the face was bruised and left lip was swollen. The patient suffered from head injury with the onset of headaches in the frontal area right away, along with history of confusion, disorientation, loss of concentration, sleepwalking, nightmares. And she was seen at Henry Ford Hospital 3 hours, where X-rays, CT scan was found negative. Currently, the patient has symptoms, ongoing symptoms of besides headache, pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with severe spasm in the muscles. And she reports that she's peeing in the bed sometimes. Headaches are severe and moderate. The pain level is from 6 to 8 and associated with severe spasm. Patient reports only 10% relief in the pain. And ADLs are not affected, only in mood is affected 7, sleep is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches with no dizziness or vertigo, but associated with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, tension, poor grades at work, poor work performance, depression, panic, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient reports history of neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. In the GI patient has nausea, vomiting. In the GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel, or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has remained the same with barely little improvement, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The vital signs were not taken. This is just a 6-year-old child. Please do me a favor. Copy the physical examination from 0409-091, date of service 4/6/2022. Kindly use the general review and musculoskeletal examination only. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for now, 2 times per week for the neck, mid-back, lower back, and with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Patient is also referred to a TPI center for evaluation of TBI. If the test come positive, we'll have a further neuropsych treatment and neurologist. She's able to attend the school and there no restrictions are leveled on her school. Patient is advised to use heat and massage at home as well as therapy place along with yoga exercise and Tylenol and Advil combination for pain. Thank you.